Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. So skip replacing every carb with cauliflower and indulge in your breakfast, lunch, and dinnertime favorites while still hitting your goals. From breakfast bagels and meal prepped enchiladas, to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. It was announced, at least on this show, for the first time right before break. All right, Jordy Ball. First time anybody's ever done this in the same season. Now, other people have done it over the course of different seasons, but in this season alone, Jordy Ball wins Big Ten Player of the Year, Big Ten Pitcher of the Year, and First Team All Big Ten. All right, other Huskers have won awards as well. I want to give a shout out to all of them. Ava Cusack specifically has also been named First Team All Big Ten as well. Nebraska, the softball team, gets ready to take on UCLA later today. And it is the belief thought of the fine folks on this show that if they win that game, they will be hosting, at worst, hosting during the regionals. You got to be one of the top 16 teams. They're number 19 right now. 1 and 2 seeds in the Big Ten tournament went down. The first seed and the fourth seed went down. Nebraska is the third. They're going to take on UCLA for the right to go to the championship tomorrow. And if Nebraska wins, they'd probably be favored to win that. But if they win, odds are they're going to host in the regionals. Obviously playing the Big Ten championship tomorrow and probably be the favorites at least going in to win. Jake, did you just wake up? How was your nap?
I did. Yeah, just got here. No.
No, every Friday, Jake is working on another project here at the Ticket. All right. So I don't mind it. I get the opportunity to do some things with fine folks like Austin and Nick, and I always have fun with them. And then when Jake wraps it up every Friday, he comes and joins us, and we have a whole lot of fun in the process. All right, Jake, do they win? Do they beat UCLA? What are your thoughts? What happens today later, my friend?
Well, let's hope so, right? I mean, this is a game they've, again, got run ruled earlier in, so you kind of want to get some payback here. But it's really opening up. Now, you don't know on the other side, Michigan and Purdue on the other side of the bracket. Both of them have earned their spot here just as much as anyone. In fact, maybe more so. Michigan had to beat the number one seed Oregon. Purdue, as the 12 seed, had to beat the 4 seed and 5 seed Northwestern. So, like you said, you don't know, but they would be favored. I mean, these are the two highest seeded teams now left in the Big Ten tournament. So this is a big one. But I stop short of calling it for all the marbles because of how well Purdue and Michigan have played out there. But they will be favored in the Big Ten championship game if they win it. So absolutely huge. Obviously, UCLA is a heck of a team. It's, this is one of those battles that we've talked about all year. Nebraska against a majority of the competition blows them out of the water. But then playing some of the top-end competition has had less success. So we'll see if they can get it turned around today. Today's the better time than ever to get hot and get going. We'll see. You always feel like you have a chance against anybody. Maybe even the New York Yankees with Jordy Ball on the mound.
It was interesting. Was it 5-6 years ago? There were some major league hitters. Who's the famous softball pitcher? Like incredibly famous softball pitcher. She actually pitched to some major league hitters. And she struck them out. Jenny Finch. Thank you, Nick. Okay. You know, that's the name I was going to say, but I was like, man, I'm not sure. So Nick helped me out through the glass. He wrote it on the whiteboard. So I appreciate that, Nick. All right. And she struck them out. And the hitters, the major league hitters said it's just so different. The angle, the movement, you got rise, you got drop. You got all these different types of pitches that you don't see as a major league hitter. All right. You're not going to see a curveball. They do have curveballs, so to speak, kind of in softball, but it's not a major pitch. A lot of pitchers like the rise ball. They like the drop ball. And then they got some other pitches that they like as well. Most pitchers, after they pitch for a while, they don't even throw their fastball that much. If you can execute a great changeup, that equates across the board, baseball, softball. But hitting a softball, it's unique. And there are baseball players who struggle to hit a softball. All right, my man. We chat about this a little bit, but Leo Curtis signs with Nebraska. Nebraska men's basketball coach Fred Hoiberg announced Thursday that Leo Curtis has signed with the Huskers for the 2025-2026 season. Curtis, a 7-foot-1, 220-pound forward. All right, from Iceland, spent his senior season at Cambridge Arts, Technology, and Science, right, in Massachusetts, where he earned National Prep All-American Honorable Mention honors after moving to the United States last fall. All right, now he averaged 12.3 points per game, 10.1 rebounds a game. That's a double-double average for all those out there who maybe didn't put that together, 2.1 assists a game, 2.7 blocks a game. All right, he helped lead his team to a 28-7 record and a runner-up finish in the New England Preparatory School Athletic Council. Easy for me to say. All right, tournament there as well. All right, at the National Prep Championships in March, Curtis averaged 12.5 points, 8 rebounds, 3.5 assists, and 2 blocks a game. And I quote, "Leo's combination of size and skill set is an ideal fit for our system. He is a natural stretch forward who can initiate offense and put pressure on the rim. At 7-foot-1, he can impact both sides of the floor. He played for some of the best prep teams in the country this season, and that will help him in his adjustment to the college games. He is a natural athlete who played soccer before turning his attention to basketball. He is just scratching the surface of his potential, and I believe his best days are ahead of him," end quote. That was Nebraska head basketball coach Fred Hoiberg. All right, how excited are you about Mr. Leo Curtis officially joining Nebraska basketball's program?
I'm very excited. I mean, if you look at prospects, this is the kind of the unicorn prospect that you want, right? A 7-footer that can stretch the floor. His movement isn't, sometimes with 7-footers or big guys, a little bit slow. I mean, he's got some free-flowing movement. Now, all that to be said, obviously there's going to be a step up in competition. You look at a lot of his highlights, look like he's playing against 9 other guys that look like me out there at times. So, in kind of empty gyms, that sort of thing. So we'll see. It's obviously got to translate, but shooting should, right? His height definitely will. You kind of go back to kind of Thor Thorbjørnsson or some of these other guys that came overseas, Thor specifically, because he came from Iceland, like Leo Curtis is doing, and think, okay, well, you know, with anybody, it usually takes a little bit to adjust. But so it's one of those things where I'm kind of trying to keep my enthusiasm a little bit lower, just not to go crazy, because this is, if you could draw up a prospect, I mean, this is about what you would like him to look like.
It's hard not to get excited, dude. I'm ready to just call it. We're winning the Natty next year in basketball. We're going to go from the 69th best team in the country to the first best team in the country, and I'm calling it now. I think it's because I was struggling so hard at the end of the regular season. A lot of Nebraska basketball fans were. I'm sure the team wasn't happy with where they were at. And to go from there to how I feel about the team now, I never in a million years would have projected this is how you're going to feel. And just, 6 weeks later, Adam, I'm very optimistic, very excited, looking forward to the season next year. We've got some size down low. We've got some shooters around the perimeter, guys who can score. The question is, how do we match up athletically? How will we be able to hold up defensively? And what does our physicality look like? I mean, that's a question no matter what your team. Your team could be 8 feet tall. Your team could be a bunch of track star athletes. Do they bring a certain amount of level of physicality? All right, are they going to fight, scratch, claw? Can they find a way to win in big moments, tough moments, big time games with the game on the line? Those are unique intangibles, okay? I loved what he said about soccer. I will never forget.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
D.C. politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points. Perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials, like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
When my son was in elementary school, he wanted to go play flag football. Ultimately, he wanted to, he didn't really want to play flag football. He wanted to go play tackle football. I said, no, you're a first grader. And he said, well, I want to go play flag to get ready for tackle. And I said, so the goal here is to get ready for tackle football. Your goal here is to do the best thing that you can right now to be better for this goal later on. He said, yes. I said, go play soccer. I said, you want to develop footwork, change your direction, explosive, cutting ability, go play soccer. Soccer on its face is a phenomenal sport. And I honestly sometimes get mesmerized by things they do out there. It's kind of like when I watch gymnastics. I'm just like, that is so far from where I could ever be. It just mesmerizes me. Those are the two sports. They just wow me with what they can do in gymnastics. All right. The beam scares the crap out of me. The rings is insanely impressive. So many things that they do just wow me in gymnastics. You look at soccer, the speed, the athleticism, the endurance, the footwork, the ball control, the ball skills are phenomenal. Jacob doesn't like soccer. He didn't want to play soccer. But I was like, if you want to get better for football, if you want to become a better athlete, go play soccer. Some of the best athletes I've ever coached, I've ever been around, I've ever seen, were just born that way, worked hard, and some of them were soccer players. Now, he personally disliked soccer so much, he never went and did it. But that was my recommendation to him, and that's how high my opinion is of the sport of soccer as far as the sport itself. Also, how it can develop you as an athlete, if that's something you want to do and you can't do a specific thing just yet, but you want to work towards that end goal, soccer can help people. And especially young kids with coordination, balance, things of that nature at a very, very young age. I just thought that that was very intriguing. All right, Jake, Nebraska baseball, three game set here versus Michigan. I mean, this is the biggest series of the year. They got to stay as one of the top 12 teams. I believe they're still 11th in the Big Ten in the rankings right now. Correct me if I'm wrong, but they got to stay in the top 12. They got to get in the tournament. They pretty much just got to win the whole freaking thing. All right, it's been, I think you pointed it out, Nick said it, 40-win teams from, we're not going to win 40 games, 40-win teams from the Big Ten have been left out in the past. They pretty much got to go win the whole thing. All right, Jake, what are your thoughts here? This Michigan three-game set heading into the Big Ten tournament here.
Yeah, like you said, going to be important, obviously, with these final two series. This is your first one there. You know, it's a team that's ahead of you in the standings right now. Michigan 14-10 in Big Ten play, 31-17 overall. Nebraska, obviously, 11-13, dropping just below 500 with that loss to Creighton. So it's a chance to kind of punch up, but more important, like you said, it's winning time. And this is for the season. You know, if you don't make the Big Ten tournament, then that's going to be it. And not everybody's going to make it. The 12 teams, like you said, are going to get in there. Right now you sit okay at number 11, two games back behind Penn State. Or I'd have to do the math there. Penn State's a 13-14 and Nebraska's 11-13. So at least two games back in the win column of Penn State to move up in the seeding. It's Northwestern and Michigan State tied right behind Nebraska at 10-14 in conference play. So again, I think you just kind of be able to do what you can in front of you. Try to win two of these three. Obviously, if you can sweep it, even better. But both these series, you know, you might get away with winning four, you know, dropping one of the series. But I mean, if you're losing both these series 1-2, I think it'd be tough for them to extend their season. So it's, you know, it's kind of like basketball was, it could be frustrating toward the end regular season. Are you going to make the Big Ten tournament? Are you not going to? But a different way of looking at it is you're kind of already in tournament play. So, I mean, your season's on the line. We'll see what they can do. Tough matchup against Michigan, not the toughest in the Big Ten. But the tougher of their final two series.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Every game, every series, everything pretty much becomes do or die. I mean, technically, there's still hope for Nebraska baseball. So there's still hope. There's still reason to tune. I'm always going to tune in no matter what. All right, real quick, a very unique, intriguing baseball thing, at least in my eyes. I should mention Troy Dumas, national champion, former Nebraska football or Nebraska football Hall of Famer, former Blackshirt for life, is going to join us at 12:30 today as well. But this is crazy. All right. Washington baseball is an NCAA tournament bubble team. Earlier this year, they were losing 5-4 to NAIA Warner Pacific after six innings. By the way, Warner Pacific's record on the year is 11-33 and did not even make their own conference tournament. Magically, the lights died in Washington Stadium and they avoided a loss on paper. You know what that reminds me of? So you know who Jake Pietz is, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, former Husker. He was actually part of the strength staff when I first got here. Then he walked on and he was a DB and works as a long snapper. He has been an NFL quarterbacks coach for the Raiders. He's coached for Nick Saban at Bama. He actually was with the Pacers for a while. He's done a ton of different things. He's trained pro athletes. He's coached pro athletes, coached NFL quarterbacks. There was rumors for a while he may or may not come back here and help be the quarterbacks coach. Him and I, really good friends. Kept in touch all these years. We used to have epic battles. They're epic because I won. Epic battles, PS2, NCAA college football. And I would always win. There are two specific times to this day that still make him so mad. And there's one that makes me mad. Because he's been ducking me. He's been ducking me for over two decades now. There was a particular time when he took the lead with literally 5 seconds on the clock. Is this correct? Yeah, this is correct. Oh, let me see if I got this correct now. All right, I've got it straight because I don't talk about this a lot. It's painful. It's painful for Jake. It's painful for me. But he takes the lead. I get the ball. I score absurdly quickly. He's like, there's only 2 seconds left. You've got to get an onside kick. Good luck with that. And then you got to execute a Hail Mary. Good luck with that. And he's like, there's only 2 seconds left. I kick the onside kick. I get it. 1 second goes off the clock and that's it. Throw up the Hail Mary, I catch it, and I win. And he was so pissed. I scored 14 points because literally I scored the touchdown with 3 seconds on the clock, and then I scored 14 points in about 3 seconds. He couldn't believe it. The very next time we played, he was killing me. You got to keep in mind, if we played 30 times, I probably beat him 29. We'll get to the one here in a minute because he's been ducking me ever since. He was killing me. This was like he was Missouri for whatever reason, and I was Nebraska, and he was killing me in this particular game after I had just owned him. Out of nowhere, the PS2 shuts off. First of all, he starts yelling. First of all, he accused me of having Zeb codes with the whole Hail Mary onside kick. You got Zeb codes. I don't know what that is. Okay. I plead the fifth, and I plead innocent. I don't even know what that is. All right, I plead ignorance. And the next time we please, I mean, it was like 28-0. He was definitely going to win. And then the PS2 just shuts off. He was so furious. He's like, where's the control button? What switch do you have? And he like stormed out of the apartment. So technically, he never beat me. This reminds me of that. I swear to God, I didn't do anything. I was exceedingly happy, though. I'm not going to lie to you. I was very happy, but I swear to God, I did not have Zeb codes. I did not have a button. I did not have a switch. Hey, big-time players make big-time games and big-time situations, right, Jake?
That's right.
The last time we played, he did beat me. He actually, we played the whole game. He beat me at the end. There was no Zeb codes. There was no turning off. And I have not seen him face to face. We've spoken on the phone many times. That's how we've kept in touch. I've even interviewed him at times. But I have not seen him, and we have not played a game in over 20 years. And anytime he's in Lincoln, he's just magically never available. It's funny how that works. That's kind of what this reminded me of. The lights magically went out. They avoided the loss, and they might get into the regionals now because of that, talking about Washington baseball. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. A 16-team college football playoff appears to be imminent. And we already know who the national champ's going to be, apparently. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week.